One of the most important biologists of our time has died. Francis Crick passed away yesterday. He was 88 years old. Crick was best known for his role in figuring out the structure of DNA, a discovery that is the foundation of modern biology. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, that was just one of his major accomplishments.
Francis Crick had a knack for identifying the biggest question in biology and then going after it. Francis Collins, who heads the National Human Genome Research Institute, says that led to a string of discoveries unparalleled in the past half century.
Francis Crick was a true giant in the field of biology. He defined the profession of theoretical biologist. Together with Watson, his discovery of the structure of DNA stands as probably the most important biological discovery of the 20th century.
And he wasn't even a biologist here.
Trained as a physicist, he was, and had his career interrupted in his training by World War II, came back after that, and ended up sort of wandering into biology, into the wonderful world of the Cavendish Laboratory, encountering Jim Watson, and together sorting out probably the most important problem that there ever had been, which most people hadn't even appreciated at the time was an important problem, namely, what's the structure of DNA?
Scientists had known that traits pass from one generation to the next, but until 1953, nobody understood how that actually happened. Crick teamed up with a young American biologist working in England, James Watson, to figure out what DNA molecules look like and therefore how they can carry genetic information. Watson and Crick recounted that history in an interview with NPR in 1993.
I'm sure Francis and I talked about guessing the structure of DNA within a half hour of probably meeting. I mean, it was the thing I wanted to do. Certainly, Francis did all the thinking, and I had sort of the goal.
It isn't true that I did all the thinking, but you should make the general observation that two people are better than one. Otherwise, you get into a rut, you get too fond of your own ideas, you get the wrong idea, you can't get out of it, and so on.
Watson and Crick shared a Nobel Prize with Morris Wilkins for that discovery. Then Crick turned his attention to understanding exactly how genetic information was encoded on DNA and how living cells can read that genetic code. Francis Collins says Crick really led the way in understanding the complex machinery of the cell.
All of those fundamental steps came out of his brain before they came out of somebody's bench experiment. And then by 1966, feeling that molecular biology was on a firm footing, he decided to take on a really hard problem, which was how does the brain work and what is consciousness all about, and spent the rest of his career trying to understand that actually much more difficult problem, one that remains largely unsolved today.
Crick's dream was to understand not just the brain, but the mind in biological terms. In an interview with All Things Considered 10 years ago, he said if philosophers want to understand human consciousness, they will ultimately need to understand how nerve cells talk to one another.
And we believe that's the language of the brain, and that the philosophers in the future should think in the terms of neurons and not in the ordinary sort of folk ideas which go back to the Greeks often and which we use in everyday life, which are useful in a loose sort of way, but are probably misleading if you want to get down to the nitty-gritty.
It's not a big surprise that it's much harder to understand the nature of human consciousness than it is to understand the biology of DNA. But Crick invested decades in that question, working at the Salk Institute near San Diego. Renato Dolbecco, president emeritus of the Salk Institute, said Crick never became frustrated about this stubborn and difficult problem.
He kept going, trying different ways, collaborating with different people. He was working on that just the day before he died.
Francis Harry Compton Crick died Wednesday in San Diego at the age of 88. I'm Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.
You can hear Francis Crick and James Watson recount their moment of discovery at our website, npr.org.